today we are celebrating the birthday of Sri Ganesha. You all know the story of his birth, and I need not repeat it. But as he was created by the mother only, by Adi Shakti, in the same way, you are all created after him. So you are on the path of Sri Ganesha already. Your eyes sparkle the same way his eyes sparkle. You all have the beautiful glow on your face as he had. Whether you are small, big or old makes no difference. All the beauty comes to us through the glow of Sri Ganesha. If he is satisfied, then we don't have to worry about any other deities, because the power of all the deities is Sri Ganesha. He is like a vice chancellor sitting on every chakra. Unless and until he signs, Kundalini cannot cross through, because Kundalini is the Gauri and is the virgin mother of Sri Ganesha. Now we have to understand that we are here in the Western society where so much has gone wrong because we never bothered to look after Sri Ganesha. Christ came and his message spread all over the world. He talked of things which are not practiced by Christians, not at all. Because whatever they started is not based on truth. Truth is that Sri Ganesha took birth as Christ. If that is the truth, then they have to understand in the light of Sri Ganesha, this great incarnation of Christ. That is, he has told people that thou shalt not have adulterous eyes. Actually, for a saint, he doesn't know what is an adulterous eyes, because he just sees. He just sees. As Sri Ganeshwara beautifully said, Niranjana Pani. To see without any reaction, just to see. That is the quality of innocence which was brought to light by Christ, our Lord. But we did not imbibe any one of these qualities. Now supposing you are worshipping today Sri Ganesh. So why are you worshipping Sri Ganesh? You are worshipping because your Ganesha must be awakened, that you should have the qualities of Sri Ganesha. That you should feel that innocence in your eyes. Otherwise, you are a hypocrite. If you are sitting here and worshipping Sri Ganesha and you are not trying to put your attention to your ascent as Sri Ganesh, then it is useless. And then he is an eternal child. He doesn't have ego, he doesn't have any conditionings. So he is an eternal child. We have to become eternal children of our mother. To get to that state, what do we have to do? It's simple, that to raise our kundalini, fix it up, to do meditation and keep our attention inside more and not to react. Now, to say not to react means just to watch. And when you watch without thinking about it, then the truth, which is really poetry, comes out. That's why a